Evening, all you cartoon addicts out there.
Listen.
Get ready to dive into another thrilling episode of the Cartoon Rewind podcast. But guess what? It is not your typical podcast. We are doing a special edition, which my boy Rolly will tell you a little bit about that. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and joining me as always are my two partners in crime. We're talking about the Rocky and the Bullwinkle of the show. I'm going to let you two decide who is who. Of course, you know I'm talking about Rolly. And, of course, I'm talking about Mr. D himself, also known as the Gemini. Now, before we get into today's episode, do us a favor. Remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, and throw a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And you know what? Anywhere where you check out your podcast, you will find us, all right? And also come check us out on Instagram and TikTok. I am dropping a bunch of great cartoon clips on there for you guys, so make sure you check us out. Now, Rolly, is there something you want to share with us about a store?
Please be specific of what, because who knows, I can share anything. Yes, we are proud. We are proud to have opened an online shop for our listeners and anybody looking for great exclusive toys, collectibles, the home of the podcast. You guys can get there. We're slowly expanding it. You'll see new things. We're working on trying to get a feed to our beautiful, well-cut, planned, and articulately managed YouTube page there. So if you haven't seen it at YouTube.com, you can probably soon be able to get it at our webpage, which is called CartoonRewind.com. So please check it out. Buy something because Dwayne is very expensive to maintain.
Hey, why?
You think I'm going to tell everybody how expensive you are to just get you on this show.
Me? You better look to the right, Mr. Sugar Baby.
Listen, we all know you're a little diva. You're a diva. You need to have your hat that says, with the LED messages. You got a what? It was that 65-inch TV? No, that's 100-inch. Damn. 100-inch TV behind you. You just happen to be a very big man. So we have that. So, yes, please check us out.
All right. Well, you know what, Rolly? Because I did mention today we're doing a special episode, and of course you can tell us a little about that, but before you do, guess what, my friend?
What?
I had a meeting with my boss the other day, and my boss said, you ready? Okay. He tells me, you know what, Frank? Dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So guess what?
What?
I came in as Batman.
That's good.
Yeah. Just wanted to share that with you, and only with you, Rolly.
Yes.
No one else.
You know,
no,
it's funny because I was going to share a doctor. I went to the doctor the other day.
Really? What happened?
I had a little procedure. Did you know I had a little procedure then?
No. What procedure was that?
I had a little outpatient procedure. But before I had the procedure, I asked the doctor, hey, can I do my own anesthesia? And my doctor goes, sure, knock yourself out.
Again. You don't respect the hat. The hat says no bad dad jokes.
I know, exactly. It's been respected.
Wait a minute, Rolly.
Yes.
Was when you went to the doctor, I think that was the same time that I went to the aquarium. It was this weekend, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was actually.
Oh,
yes.
PSAs, PSAs.
But you know what, though? When I went to the aquarium this weekend, PSAs, I didn't stay very long because there was just something fishy about that place.
PSAs. You
know what I mean? There was just something fishy about it.
It was a little too fishy?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a little too fishy, man. Moving on.
Well,
I was in a waiting room for the doctor.
Oh, there you go.
I was reading a magazine about scientists, a bunch of scientists. They were doing a study about the Earth
and how it rotates,
but after 24 hours, they just call it a day.
Oh, for the love of God.
All right.
Before D quits, man, you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
What's today's special episode about?
So we're continuing. A couple weeks ago, we did a PSA, special episode about PSAs, you know, the public service announcements that us kids used to watch a lot. What triggered us was what triggered me was a Munchies one, which we showed last week's episode. But also G.I. Joe had them. We had some Transformers, you know, Knowing's Half the Battle.
We had a gem.
Yes, a gem. I just realized we never did a He-Man one.
We did a He-Man one. That was the first one we did. The Molester.
That's right. Yes.
Tell us if someone touches you.
Yes, because, talk to a priest. Yeah, he mentioned everybody who's molesting you.
Exactly.
Sorry, we're going to be canceled. All right. So, but it was so good, and we found so much material that we decided to extend it to a second episode. Now, this was a little less focused on cartoons and more non-cartoon related. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, and we extended a little bit towards the 90s, but I'm pretty sure you'll see a few if you're listening, you'll remember a few based on the sound. But the best way to appreciate this is going to our YouTube page and watching them.
Yes.
I am going to start with a very one that's dear and close to your heart, Frank.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
Because I grew up in the 80s, so I remember a lot of these.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is.
Don't give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Yeah.
That guy.
Hi, I'm Woodsy Owl. In order to try and stop pollution, we need more help. So,
help Woodsy spread the word.
Come on.
Never be a dirty bird. No matter where you go, you can let some people know to give a hoot.
Don't pollute.
Never be a dirty bird. In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good.
So don't be a dirty bird.
Don't be a dirty bird.
Give a hoot, don't pollute. You guys remember that one?
I do. I was like, wait a minute. Where's his freaking lollipop?
Where's his Tootsie Roll?
The Tootsie Roll lollipop, man. I was like, where's his lollipop? I'm like, oh man, he's got 2 gigs. I'm like, all right, that's cool. You gotta make money.
It's the 70s, you know. Times were tough. Inflation was running rampant.
So, it was.
All right. Now another one.
I definitely remember that one, buddy.
Yeah. This one, everybody knows this one. Let's see where we're at here.
Oh, is this the Indian?
This is the Indian.
Oh, my God.
I remember watching this. And again, there's no words. I don't remember words.
There's no need for words.
So, no need for words, but still powerful message is still good today. So you have an Indian canoeing
through
the dirty, I'm just going to call it the dirty Mississippi. I'm just assuming it's Mississippi. If anybody's ever seen the Mississippi River, it is black. And now he's washing up to shore with his canoe, and it's just...
Some people have a deep, abiding respect for the natural beauty that was once this country. And some people don't.
What they don't.
People start pollution. People can stop it.
Indians crying. It's an Indian.
Not a single word he said.
Not a single word. But you felt the pain, though. The crying.
You did, man. You did. And you saw that jerk in that damn car?
Yes.
He just threw his freaking McDonald's or wannabe McDonald's at the
Indian? Out the window. Right at his feet.
Now, did you notice what type of car it was?
It was a Pontiac Catalina.
There you go.
Thank you. You can't mess up with my Pontiacs. But I would love to say that this commercial fixed everything. Or the what's the owl's name? Does the owl have a name? Woodsy.
Hootie.
Woodsy. Not Hootie.
No, it's Hootie. And then his buddy is Blowfish.
No, I was gonna say he's not a singer. He's not Hootie or Blowfish. No, it's Woodsy.
Ah, my bad.
I would love to say that Woodsy and Hootie and the Indian fixed everything, but unfortunately, we all know pollution is still.
Oh my God, it's worse now than ever, dude.
So remember, guys, give a hoot.
And don't pollute. Don't
pollute.
Pollute everything.
So.
Ignore D, everybody. Yes, please. Ignore him.
Please. Now we know what...
This is the Mr. T one.
Well, you just ruin it for everybody's surprise.
Just say no.
I wonder what I wonder what's about.
Are you gonna point there? I did a D. I did a D. I'm so sorry about that.
All right, so this is a 1980s commercial from Mr. T about just saying no. And
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad. Little kids doing drugs, it turns my stomach. That stuff hurts. It stops you from living up to your potential. It holds you back. It hurts the user. It hurts his family. And it hurts his friends. I just want to shake some sense into you kids that are using drugs and thinking about using it. So remember, don't, or else.
Yeah. But I got a question. That's one question.
It's a bully anti. They should make an anti-bully one.
No, no, no. What is what did they
do? I get angry just thinking about it.
Compared weed.
Compared to then and compared to now, what did they consider drugs?
Weed.
Weed is not a drug anymore. Right.
Not anymore, but that's what you said. What they considered then, right? Mm-hmm. Weed.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Smack.
Back then, wasn't weed a gateway drug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it alcohol? See what.
Alcohol is not a drug in the '80s.
Yes, it was.
No, it was
in
not.
In the '80s. No.
Yes,
no.
It was.
No. That's definitely not in the '80s. No,
if
no,
you drinking led to sex, more harder drugs.
Yeah, but good sex though. So it led to good sex. Well, technically, okay. Wait, there may be kids listening. So never mind.
Hey, if my dad was alive today, bro, he could tell you some stories that.
Oh man. I could tell you some. I could tell you some stories too, but I'm not allowed to. So back in the '80s, it was
we'll talk off
weed.
Mic.
What happened? Yes, we can. That'll be the after hours, the OnlyFans version of the podcast. All right. So you had weed, you had coke, you had heroin, you had crack,
acid,
LSD. What is smack? Isn't smack heroin?
Combination of coke and speed.
Okay. About dope. Basically, you know what it is? Dope. They're talking about dope.
Dope.
They're talking about dope because everything falls under dope. Like even the fly shit falls under dope.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you did notice how that glass broke?
Yeah.
You know Mr. T didn't break the glass. The glass shattered out of fear.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That was a bad one. It's not Chuck Norris.
That was like a Chuck Norris type of thing.
It's not Chuck Norris.
That was like a Chuck Norris type of thing.
All
which
right,
one is
now
this one?
It's a 1984 McGruff PSA.
Jenny, but that's not Jenny's dad. If she gets into that car, you may be looking at Jenny for the last time. I'm McGruff, the crime dog. Let me show you something. See that playground? A lot of kids there. Every day in this country, 60 kids disappear.
60 kids? Wow.
Some run away, but a lot are kidnapped by strangers or even by people they know. Almost 20,000 kids a year. 20,000 kids, one kid at a time. Maybe your kid, on your street, just like Jenny. You know, your kids can learn to protect themselves against crime at home, at school, on the street. Very nice going, Jenny. She's going to tell her folks about this. And you can write
if I was Jenny, I might walk a little faster.
How to keep your family and your community safe.
And remember,
she like looked in the car. She looked in the car and said like.
And remember, yeah. This was before
Sunday morning.
Amber Alert. This is before Amber Alert. So.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
that's true.
Especially in Georgia, every other week there's an Amber Alert that somebody's stealing somebody's kid, and 9 times out of 10 it's a parent.
Yeah, that does happen here. All right.
If you're talking about trafficking, oh my God, that's over a billion dollar business. It's in the billions, man. It's in the billions.
Now, nothing personal here. I'm kind of sad though. No one ever tried to kidnap me.
Yes, they did.
Wasn't cute enough? Or was I too heavy to steal?
No, they tried.
Maybe.
You know, I never got the offer about the free candy.
Oh, no one's ever offered me free candy.
Free candy, yep. I know.
Oh.
I know. I've tried, I've, I thought, uh, I've, I told Christy to try to test one of the youngest kid.
But we know,
we know he's gonna fail. We don't even try. We know he's gonna fail. It's like, hey, your mom told us to come pick you up because she's like, okay. And I was gonna do the one with an eye patch, like a guy, like an eye patch, and like an eye patch and like sex toys in the front seat. Like, hey, your mom told me to come pick you up.
But he knows it's you.
Huh? No, not me. I was gonna get somebody. Oh. I was gonna get Frank. I get Frank, put an eye patch on him, because he doesn't remember Frank. Put an eye patch on him, some like whips, some chains and stuff in the front seat. Uh-huh.
Wait. The best thing would be he comes to pick him up, and he's by a cop.
And bro, I was thinking the exact same thing, D.
And your dad, told me to come pick you up. I don't know you. And then he realizes that that's not, hey. And then the cop comes up like, sir, can you please step out the vehicle?
Oh, my God. Only Rolly will think of shit like that, man.
Well, because we were thinking about putting him to a closer school, and that's like 5 blocks away. So he can walk home.
How old?
His brothers walked home.
How old is he?
Oh, of course.
Huh? He's 12.
Oh, he's going to get in trouble.
Man, 12, you know. So, you know, I was given the opportunity. We watch him. He goes to his dad's house. It's 4 houses down. We still watch him because we're scared that he might like go into somebody else's house. You know, it's funny. The other weekend, Christy, you can stop listening. But the other weekend, he came back and I had to switch cars, and I got one car and. He just got off the car that we were in and went into some random ass car. And so happens that the car was unlocked. So he got in the car, he's halfway in it, I'm yelling at him like, that's not our car. He's like, Oh, it's black. Yeah, but it's not. It looks nothing, I mean, other than being black, it's a black SUV, that was it. So yeah.
I tell you,
don't be kidding, man.
Rocket scientist for sure.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, you know, late bloomers. It's possible.
Maybe, yeah.
It's possible. All right, we're moving on to the next one.
Most popular
this
one.
This is a very, very famous one. Everybody should know this one. This is your brain. This is my brain for real, though.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does?
No.
Okay, last time.
Why?
Last time, that's it, no more.
This is your brain.
My brain is not that small.
This is drugs.
Really?
This is your brain on drugs.
Good thing I don't eat eggs.
Delicious.
Any questions?
I don't
delicious
eat eggs.
Is what... It is delicious. That's what I understand.
I don't eat eggs.
It's got a nice skillet pan.
Yeah. Did you see the remake they did in the 90s?
You're going to show us now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely show us.
When
she starts smashing things, right?
You fucking ruin it for everyone. Oh, God.
Is that the one?
She doesn't have on
I
a bra.
Know. Let's find out. It's the 90s. No one cares about bras.
She needs a bra, man. She's got perky ones. She's good.
Frank. Stop talking, Frank.
Well, she's old enough, man.
You know how old
I don't know. I don't know. Back in the 90s, now she is, but I don't know. Back in the 90s, but I guess back in the 90s, you were still much older. She was like 10 years older. She were. This is Rachel Lee Cook from what is that? Which is the movie she did with Freddie Prinze Jr. when she's the ugly girl and turns into good looking?
Not Adama League. No, not Adama League. Oh
no.
Shit.
No.
And it's not 10 Things I Hate About You.
I know it's not that one.
No.
She was the artist. She was a painter, and they fixed her up. But okay, it doesn't matter. Let's watch this.
I know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
This is your brain.
Look, stream in the 90s. This is how 90s was.
This is heroin. This is what happens to your brain after snorting heroin. And this is what your body goes through. Wait, it's not over yet. This is what your family goes through. Your friends and future. Any questions?
Yeah, why are you breaking shit?
Yeah,
Yeah, we have a lot of questions.
Why do you have to do this to every room in the house?
I'm making a point.
That's not making fun of it, though. But the original ended right around here. So that was kind of cool.
I actually do remember this one.
The movie is, the movie is She's All That.
She's All That. Thank you.
Why is he breaking shit?
Yeah, so the 90s were a little extreme. The 90s were
very
a little extreme.
Very extreme, yes.
So.
Yes, extreme!
Like G.I. Joe Extreme. Then the next one is one I hear all the time from my kids. All right, there's a PSA. I learned it.
Hey, we've used this one with each other before.
I use it all the time. Still to this day, I use it.
It's yours?
No,
your mother said she found it in your closet.
I don't know. One of the guys must have...
Must have what?
Look, Dad, it's
Where did you get it?
Dad,
answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
Your mom.
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
Your mom.
Not necessarily. I just want to say for those out there, not necessarily. All right? So, just ask Frank. As he's is Frank on camera right now?
Yes, he is.
Hitting up, smoking that weed.
Of course, Frank. I'm on camera.
Frank is gonna be
smoking that ganja. Smoking that ganja.
Frank is gonna.
But you know what's funny though is that a lot of us did have our weed in cigar boxes back then.
Oh man, I just did a little baggy and I never smoked weed before.
Frank, you're gonna have a heroin addict at 7.
So moving on to this one is...
Oh, the Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. It's definitely not anti-gambling.
No.
I'm Michael Jordan.
Yes, you are.
McDonald's restaurants have given me this time to talk to you about something we both really care about.
Kid drugs.
Kids are the reason McDonald's sponsors their Get It Straight program, a national drug awareness effort. Think about this. Many of you using drugs out there now are under 18. Do you realize that at 18, you have lived only 1/4 of your life? When you're using drugs, you're only cheating yourself out of the chance to find out who you really can be. And believe me, if you don't use drugs, you can just about be anything you want to be. Listen, you got at least 3/4
What if I want to be a drug person?
That's 3 more lifetimes to you. So don't blow it. Don't do drugs.
If you're doing it,
stop it.
Thank you.
Get some help.
What if that's my goal? I saw Scarface.
Give yourself a chance. Oh. A chance to find out all the wonderful things you really can be. And so do I.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael Jordan.
Give me a shoe. Give me one of your shoes.
Give you a
shoe. Give me a shoe and I won't do drugs.
That's it. Now, question.
Yes.
Have you guys ever been to been sent to a
mental institution?
Program?
No,
own house was a scared straight program.
Yeah. My father had a gun.
Okay.
Shit, I wish mine just had its belt and fist. But go ahead. I thought there was more to it. You just want to know?
No. I was just wondering if any of you two ever went to one of those.
No,
my dad.
Yeah. All right. So the other one here that I want to share, one that was true and dear. And for those of young adults who don't know about this, but back in the 80s, our parents were so out there and so disconnected that we had to pay famous people to come on TV and remind our parents, hey,
where's your kid?
You know where your kid's at? So there was actually a campaign that at 10 o'clock would air reminding parents like, hey, have you seen little Timmy? And parents are like, damn, you know what? I haven't seen him since Friday.
Shit, I forgot.
I forgot. Did I pick him up from school today? So, yeah. So this is that. So... kids who grew up in the 80s, Gen X, probably remembers this one.
Do you know where your children are?
No.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Fuck no.
It's 10 p.m.
Do you know where your children
are?
Us
as kids, we don't know who these people are.
It's
10 p.m. Okay,
I knew who she was.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
No. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
No.
It's 10 p.m.
Right.
Do you know where your children are?
No, damn it.
Yeah, I like how they're very exact. Do you know, like they're talking to me. Do you know where your children are?
And bro, that is so messed up that a commercial just had to be created, man.
We had. Yes, that's how bad. That's how bad our parents are. You know why? Because they were. I learned it from watching them. They were doing drugs.
Well, no. See, I say it's a little bit different. We had more freedom because we were.
We ran the streets. We ran the streets.
Yeah, we went through the school of hard knocks, man. You know, we weren't entitled for anything. You know what I mean? We earned everything that we had. You know what I mean? But we still follow the rules because our parents told us, hey,
and the kids,
you had to do it. If not, we get the shit beat out of us.
And the kids and the kids.
It wasn't no calling fucking FDA or whatever that place is with the kids. You know what I mean? No, there was none of that stuff, man.
I'm not going to follow that rabbit hole down. the FDA.
Food and Drug.
Federal Food and Drug.
No, I forgot what it's called. The ones with the where they report the kids and they take them from you.
DFACS.
Man, I don't even know that. I just call police. But listen, so what are you trying to say? The kids in the 70s, though. How were the kids in the 70s?
Oh, my God. Really? Same, bro.
And 90s?
Same thing. Eh? Department of Family Services, DFACS.
90s, they started getting a little bougie. You know what I mean? And then it just started getting a little worse from there.
Why? Because then you could beep. I mean? You could page somebody back in the 90s. Like, let's beep them. Let's call them in a pager. Let's hit them up with the pagers.
You weren't allowed to raise your hands to kids, man. People were freaking. Bro, I remember in the 80s.
Oh, you just want to beat the kids. You just want to beat kids again.
I remember getting paddled by my principal in the 80s, bro. Every time you did something wrong in school, it was either a suspension or a paddle.
Of course, because the teachers had a right to correct you.
Mm-hmm. Can't do that stuff now, man. What, are you crazy?
Yeah, Yeah, you can. You can.
Now even parents can't hit their kids because their kids will go on social media, freaking start narrating their own story.
Air.
Oh, no. Forget it, man.
Thank goodness.
You gotta be careful nowadays.
Thank goodness I don't have a child right now because that bullshit ain't even working.
Well, no, I'm thankful my kids are grown and my ex-wife and I raised them right. You know what I mean? That's it.
So all I'm understanding is that you want to beat your kid again. You just want to beat children. is that what I'm saying? Remind me not to ask you to babysit.
No, please don't. Please don't.
That's a good way to get out of babysitting.
That's it.
Man. All right. So there's that. Now we're going to probably end with this one, but I'm not sure. Now, this is an anti-drug commercial.
Think it's an anti-drug commercial?
Yeah, but yes, there's an anti-drug. Yes, because I think it is because it says it's a PSA on anti-drugs, but if it was in real life.
Yes.
So we're going to see this one.
Fuck. Are you talking right now?
All right, let me start right here.
This is about the fuck.
Did he say fuck?
Are you talking right now?
Yeah.
This is about me cutting your balls off?
I wish you didn't smoke weed.
I wish you didn't shit in the house so much. So I guess we both got wishes, right?
You're not the same when you smoke. And I miss my friend.
Yeah? Well, I miss my signed Tom Brady jersey you chewed up, you little shit.
I'll be outside.
Yeah, and you're gonna be out there all night, too.
Wait. I don't even have a dog. Holy shit. I gotta call Tommy and get another half ounce.
I remember the original commercial. With the dog talking to the kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, this. I remember the one that
was funny.
That was.
I gotta call Tommy and get another half an
hour. You ready?
I was trying to remember the one with the flat girl. Where is it?
Hey, how was school today?
He's got a few. But remember when the girl was flat?
Okay. Good talk.
I can find it.
Jason, could you pass the salt, please, darling?
Oh my god.
This one.
Oh, this one. Yeah. Oh my god.
Carol, something is wrong with Sarah. Oh, my God. Did you eat a Tide Pod? A little puddle of joy. What happened to you? You look like a pancake that hit puberty.
How are we going to get you into a good college now? I mean, maybe you can get a job as one of those inflatable things outside of a used car lot. Wait a minute. Sarah, is it? Did we do this? Is that from that weed there? There's only one way to find out.
Did you smoke it?
I don't feel anything at all. Whoa. This is some really good weed, Sarah.
Again, weed is not bad drug anymore.
The first one was the best.
Yeah.
Dog.
It's funny how things have changed. Weed is no longer bad.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they have PSAs. Let me see, where is it? They have, again, times change. So now there'll be a PSA about Frank beating kids.
about what?
He said Frank beating kids.
There'll be a PSA about you beating children.
Times have
changed. Here's one. Where is it? This one's from 19. This is, I think, 1950s.
This one here.
So in the 50s, they had to do PSAs about homosexuals.
Young people hitchhike seems like a good way to get from one place to another.
You think? But sometimes you think it's about hitchhiking or so getting kidnapped. But no, it's about staying away from homosexuals.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
See? Poor Timmy right there is a homosexual.
Jimmy played baseball.
I'm not sure if Timmy's a
homosexual. Why the fuck you hitchhiking, motherfucker?
We decided the summer ride.
It was perfectly normal until the 70s.
100 times before. He didn't think anything was unusual.
So as the whole point here is things this thing. I don't know, the side position.
Well, you see what they're doing here is that they're getting confused between look at the that's not visible like smallpox.
Definitely the predator.
Dangerous and contagious. See, they're getting homosexuals and predators confused.
You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Yeah, they just didn't know him. Demands an intimate relationship.
He's just not aggressive when he just has a good conversation. He's got good. He's got some good riz. You know what I'm saying?
Be careful. Yeah, where's John Henson when you need him, man?
If they try to win confidence too quickly. And if they become you know
okay, I'm gonna pause this. I'm gonna pause this because I wanna know more. I wanna know more about John Henson. Oh, I know what he's talking about.
I know who he's talking
John
about.
John Henson.
Yes.
He's doing
yes.
John Henson, not man.
Okay. Is it Henson or Hansen?
Hansen.
Oh, it's Hansen.
You're confusing him with Jim Henson, which is the guy from the Muppets.
Oh yeah!
I thought you wanted like big. I thought you wanted Big Bird to come in and be like, or Mr. Kermit. Mr. Kermit, like, hello everybody.
Was it
Is Kermit the Frog? Do not play
homosexuals.
Stay away from homosexuals. Which again, homosexuality is perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Wasn't Snuffleupagus on Smack?
No, Big Bird was. No, Big Bird was because only him, only Big Bird could see him.
Okay.
That's true.
I mean, at least in my generation, no one ever saw him. It was only Big Bird. Every time Big Bird was talking to him, hey, yeah, no problem. I'm here talking to. Oh, okay, he must have left. So, yes, Big Bird was the one on Smack.
He was definitely on Smack. I think he kept licking his lips, too, a lot.
Big Bird doesn't have lips. He has a beak.
He has a beak.
But you really need to go to bed. You're delusional.
Yeah, for real, you do.
You've been up way too many hours. That was it. All right, so I thank you guys for both of you and our listeners for coming with me down memory lane with these PSAs. We'll think about doing some other weird ones. I want to do the House of Rock. House of Rock.
School
That's a
different
Rock. Movie. Schoolhouse Rock one and some other ones.
Maybe the Electric Company?
With some good ones. I was going to say that because Jim and I here shared the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Guess what, kid?
You gonna do the meth one? I knew you were going to do the meth one. Go ahead.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, man.
Look how beautiful she is. Then little by little.
I don't sleep. And I don't eat. But I've got the cleanest house on the street.
Oh, OCDs.
Get these hairs all out of my face. Get these bugs all out of my place. One more hit. No time to waste. Oh, meth. Oh, meth.
I still say that's fake.
No.
Our listeners out there. It's our real. Listeners, if our yeah, four listeners.
I don't ever remember that.
Look.
If you think this, if this is a real commercial, before, please comment.
Wait. This is at the end of the commercial.
Go ahead. Because that's a terrible. They did terrible songs in that one. Go ahead.
Office of the National Drug Council Policy.
Yeah, I know, but I could do that. I could copy that too. So I don't know. I'm putting it out there. That this meth commercial is fake.
It's real.
Fake news.
And
fake
you know
news.
What? And I'm starting to think that this is actually a pro meth thing because I need a clean house. You're gonna tell me if I do meth, I can clean my house. Number one, I'll get skinny. And number two, I have a spotless house.
Yes.
What? It's a win-win.
Sold me. Sold me. Now there's one also a new one that shows about cocaine where it makes you do everything really fast. I'm remembering Ted. Remember Ted? Is it the?
You drained your bank account fast enough, though.
Ah, well, that's true. I'm not rich enough to do cocaine. Crack it is then. With that being said, kids, don't do drugs.
No,
stay
don't.
In school.
Please don't.
Don't bully
Please
each other.
From that stuff.
Everybody love everyone.
Exactly.
Frank, take us home.
You got it. And of course, that wraps up our show for today. And from all of us here at Cartoon Rewind, we want to thank you. And I hope you enjoyed today's special. And again, thank you for tuning in, man. Remember to show us some love, all right? Give us a like. Do a subscribe. Share our podcast with your friends. You know what I mean? And always stay connected with us. You can connect with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, you know the rules. Anywhere you can get your podcast, excuse me, we will be there. And don't forget to catch us on Instagram and TikTok. I'm dropping a lot of great cartoon clips there for you guys. I know you guys will love it. So until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts, and peace.